I guess what people want to know is why? Why was this decision made?
Well, we decided to close the specific dyslexia units at Kellan St Crimmon Primary Schools because we want to have a better service that covers the whole of Aberdeenshire rather than having a small number of children in specific areas. We need to be able to have a universal service and a fair and equal service for every child in Aberdeenshire, not just a few that live relatively close to those units.
I mean, I've been meeting with the parents over the last few weeks and stuff, and I met one woman called Gail who was very passionate about this. Her son's severely dyslexic and he's at Kellan's and has come on leaps and bounds since he was in mainstream school, and she just cannot imagine him going back to a school where he felt completely left out. I mean, what's going to be different? Why should her and other parents around Aberdeenshire feel like now is going to be different from when, from before?
Well, at the moment, most schools in Aberdeenshire do provide education for children with dyslexia and support children with dyslexia in their own schools. There's a relatively small number of schools that use the units at Kellan's and Crimmond. So we need to remember that there's many children throughout Aberdeenshire that have problems with dyslexia and other problems as well. And we will have enhanced provision in nine areas in Aberdeenshire. We've divided Aberdeenshire up into nine areas, and each of those areas will have enhanced provision. And children with specific issues like severe dyslexia will be associated with those units for enhanced provision in each of the areas, so that they will be much closer. They will be able to access support much closer to their homes and within their own school network. The plan is to have a much better service than we have at the moment. Although there isn't really going to be any new money and it isn't a cost-saving exercise, it will be using the same resources that we've got just now. We want to have a universal service for every child in Aberdeenshire, and to do that for the severely dyslexic ones, we will have a nine-area model of enhanced provision. So there will be resources in each of those enhanced provisions to meet the needs of children with severe learning difficulties. So we're not stopping it at all, we're making it better. And, you know, and the resources will be available more widespread across Aberdeenshire.
I mean, forgive me, but you just said that there will be no extra money, and Gail, the parent, told me that she was told there would be no extra resources. I just don't see how adding extra pupils without any extra money or resources would work.
We're not adding any extra pupils to classrooms. Those children have been in their own school that they, you know, that they came for from primary five up to primary five. And then they go back into their own school again towards the end of primary seven. So they're only out of their own school for around about a year. So they're not out for any, you know, they're not out for a long time at all. And there's altogether at the moment, there's 14 pupils in Aberdeenshire that are not being taught in their own school, that are in the dyslexia units. So it's a relatively small number that are getting that service at the moment. And every other teacher in Aberdeenshire has to work and to make sure that she meets the needs of all the pupils in her class. And some of them will have dyslexia and some of them will have other support needs. And we need to always make sure that they get the right support in that classroom with them, because the teacher's not necessarily on their own working with them. But, you know, out of all the children we have in Aberdeenshire, there's 14 are able to access those units, and just for around about a year. So it's not like they complete their education there at all.
I mean, if it's not a cost-saving exercise, why close these units when they work well and there's a prime example that these kids are thriving with what goes on at those units? They have, I spoke to Gail, like I said, her son in 6 weeks of learning at the units had come on 6 months worth of reading. Why, if it's not cost-saving, why close them?
Because we need to have that service available, the same service available to every child in Aberdeenshire, you know, and we should be able to do that for all children, not 14 of the children in Aberdeenshire. So it's more about spreading the service across Aberdeenshire and making sure that teachers, not necessarily the class teacher, but people in each of the schools has the skills to work with those children with specific needs. And a lot of the children that have dyslexia or other learning difficulties, they might not be quite as severe as these children that are in the unit, but they will still have needs. And we legislation as well calls for us to be much more inclusive and to be able to teach all children in their own school so that they're part of their own community. But I do know that parents are very worried as well about their children. Sometimes if they've learning difficulties like that, they could be seen as being different. And that's something that we have to tackle as well. We need to make sure that these children aren't picked on because they find learning more difficult.